This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
And it is a beautiful day. I just love that song. I picture driving down PCH with the top down. Don't even have a convertible. But I just pictured with the top down, just driving and just bebopping along with that song. And, you know, no matter what we're feeling, that song can just take us right out of there. And it's like, you know, take me away, Calgon. You know, it's awesome. And I really love that song. So I hope you enjoyed that song, too. It's just so great. So today, I have two things going, and, you know, I'm kind of flipping. I'm going to flip the switch a little bit. But I wanted to kind of finalize what I've been talking about for the last couple. Actually, it's been longer than that. Going through this Wisdom Keys book by Mike Murdoch. And, you know, we all go through crisis. We all go through tough times, and then we have wonderful times. And, you know, I talk to people, you know, do you listen? Do you not? Why do you? Why do you not? And people say, well, that doesn't really apply to me right now. And what I'm going to say to that is, even though something doesn't apply to you right now, it doesn't mean that someday down the road it's not going to apply. And sometimes having the knowledge ahead of time can, you know, head it off at the pass or maybe save you from going as deep into a crisis or a problem, a circumstance, if you had the knowledge, because, you know, knowledge comes power. And so for those of you that think that this doesn't apply to you, I'm going to say that any knowledge you get, we should constantly be learning. And part of the learning process is sometimes just listening, and we can always look and search for that golden nugget. However small, it could be really grand down the road. So just word from the wise, somebody that's been around the block a couple of times, I can tell you that anything that's being said on the show, there are some golden nuggets in here for you. And, you know, I pray before I get on the show and ask the Lord to guide the words, to guide the thoughts, to let it be His words and His thoughts. And if you're on this dial, if you're on this show right now, it's not by coincidence. There's a reason why you turned on to the station. I don't know what the reason is, but God does. And so stay on, you know, listen in, you know, dig in and listen, because there's something here for you. I guarantee you there's something here for you. And if this is your first time tuning into the Sue Freeze Show, thank you so much for joining. This station, this show, goes from San Diego all the way to San Luis Obispo on different stations up and down the coast. So if you know somebody that, you know, from somewhere else, you can have them listen. Also by the internet podcast, you can go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fry, oneword.com, and you can connect to different subject matter, different ministries. There's all different things to pick and choose and listen to. 4 years of podcasts. So help yourself there. And there's also other things there, like videos and helping hands and all kinds of neat things. So I really invite you to go there and check it out and connect with me. Please connect with me. So I'm gonna start on this Wisdom for Crisis Times, and I'm actually finalizing it. So it's going to be kind of the summary, so you're going to get the best of the best by listening today. So I'm just going to read from here. It says, special memo to spiritual soldiers, accurately assess your struggle. So if you are currently going through a struggle, you need to accurately assess it. Just like in business, I'm a businesswoman. And what I always say is you need to identify the problem. What exactly? Let's put words on it. What is the problem? And then you come up with different solutions. And there are more than one, usually, to any given situation. And they're opportunities, aren't they? We could call them problems, or we could call them opportunity. I tend to call things opportunity because it's giving me room for improvement. And we at Ecola are always striving for excellence. And me as a person, I don't know about you, but I am striving every day because I want to have more, be more for God, but I want to do more and be more. I want to strive for excellence in anything and everything that I do, and I hope you do too. Maybe that's why you're listening to this show. Name your real enemy for who he is. You know who he is. Okay, sometimes it looks like a person, but really it's much more than that. Make a quality decision to go on with God. Have him by your side. Have him, you know, be there with you through all things. You have already been in your past. There was nothing there that you wanted, so fight it out to get into your future. That's really good advice. And then in bold letters, it says, do battle. Whatever that means, you know, we all have our own battles, don't we? We all have our own stories. But do battle. Don't just curl up in a ball, you know, do battle. Your endurance is demoralizing to Satan. And the rewards of overcoming are worth 1,000 times more than any pain you will ever experience. Think back. Think back to a time when you went through a trying time. And it seemed like you were never going to get through it, didn't it? It seemed like you were never going to get through that time. And then you reach the other side and you evaluate and you think back. And the experience that you have by overcoming that is so much grander. It's so much bigger than the pain. Think about it. The taste of victory lasts far longer than the memory of your struggle. Right? When you think back. There you have it. Some special guidelines to catapult you out of crisis. Remember, you have the power to pursue God's divine purpose and calling in your life. Now, if some of this is becoming, you're going, I don't understand. Some of this doesn't make any sense. Please go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and check out the previous shows because I go into great detail on every single issue, subject matter that we're talking about now. So now the summary, okay? And I am going to actually have these on my website under Helping Hands. You can click on there and you can download these because they're things that I can talk about right now, but there's so much here that we're not going to get in this short show. So, wisdom keys for times of failure. Number one, crisis always occurs at the curve of change. That's uplifting, isn't it? Success is satisfying movement toward worthwhile goals that God has scheduled for your life. The smallest step in the right direction always creates joy. That is so good. What you are willing to walk away from determines what God will bring you to. People never change what they believe until their belief system cannot produce something they want. Failure is not an event, but an opinion. I love that. Failure cannot happen in your life without your permission. Number 8, failure will last only as long as you permit it. 9, any act of obedience shortens the distance to any miracle you are pursuing. Another way of saying that, out of obedience comes blessing. I had to stand firm on that for the longest time, because sometimes it's not easy to be obedient, is it? God always rewards reachers. Are you a reacher? Faith is confidence in the integrity of God. Satan cannot linger where he is firmly resisted. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. That is a true principle. Your words are the vehicles to your future. What are you saying? What words are you choosing to use? Crisis is merely concentrated information. 16. Your purpose is not your decision, but your discovery. The proof of God's presence far outweighs the proof of his absence. Prayer is the only proof that you truly respect God. God never forgets anyone who makes him feel good. Obedience is the only thing God has ever required of man. What you love is a clue to your assignment and purpose in life. That is a really good one. What you love is a clue to your assignment and purpose in life. If you're not sure what your gifts are or what God created you for, go after what you love doing. What is your passion? People who feel great about themselves produce great results. How are you feeling about yourself? Do an assessment of yourself. How do you feel about yourself? What can you do to change that if it's not what you want to feel? You know, if you're feeling less than, what can you do to change that? He multiplies your seed back into your life where you need it the most. Your seed is anything God has given you to sow into someone else. It's not always money, is it? Could be your time. Your reaction to someone in trouble determines God's reaction to you the next time you are in trouble. Ooh, good, huh? And then chapter 3, wisdom keys for financial crisis. Okay, so are you going through financial crisis? Are you listening closely? Here you go. Intolerance of the present creates a future. Whatever God has already given to you will create anything else he has promised you. When you let go of what is in your hand, God will let go of what is in his hand. Your seed may leave your hand, but it will never leave your life. It goes into your future where it multiplies. Your seed is the only influence you have over your future. Your seed is a monument of trust in the mind of God. Whatever you believe has created your present circumstances. That's kind of hard to take, isn't it, sometimes? Whatever you believe has created your present circumstances. I could sit on that one for quite a long time and think about that one. How about you? Whatever you have in your hand is what God will use to create your future. When your seed leaves your hand, your harvest will leave the warehouse of heaven toward you. I like that. How about you? Wisdom keys for the crisis of divorce. Have you gone through a divorce? Are you going through a divorce? Okay, these are for you. Your struggle is proof you have not yet been conquered. Satan is the source of all the pain you will experience during your lifetime. God never consults your past to determine your future. I like that one. How about you? Those who created yesterday's pain do not control tomorrow's potential. Misery is a yesterday person trying to get along with a tomorrow God. Your measure of forgiveness to another determines God's measure of forgiveness to you. That's a very, very important one there. Are you forgiving? If time heals, God is unnecessary. Stop looking at what you can see and start looking at what you can have. That's a very good one. It's telling you to dream. It's telling you to dream, have a vision, and, you know, seek that. Go towards that. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. San Diegans, thank you so much for tuning in. And Ventura, thank you so much. All up and down the coast, just I really appreciate you joining in. And please connect with me, would you? Your focus determines your feelings. False accusation is the last stage before supernatural promotion. Loneliness is not the absence of affection, but the absence of direction. Never discuss your problem with someone incapable of solving it. I say that at work all the time. I tell people, go to the person that can do something about it. Don't just talk to talk, right? Go to the person that actually can do something about it. Isn't that really good advice? When God gets ready to bless you, he brings a person into your life. Respect those God has assigned and qualified to help you. The worth of any relationship can be measured by its contribution to your priorities. Crisis is merely a season for creativity. You have no right to anything you have not pursued. Faith comes when you hear God talk. Never attempt to teach a non-seeker. Forgiveness is permitting God the exclusive right to penalize, judge, or correct another. That's so good, huh? Sometimes we want to do it ourselves, don't we? Sometimes we just want revenge. But you know what? It's not ours. We have to put it in God's hands and in his timing, not ours. The broken become masters at mending. Satan always attacks those who are next in line for a promotion. Wow. Okay, so if you're being attacked, what does that mean? It means you're getting ready for a promotion. Pretty exciting. So you got to fight that battle. Stay strong. Champions are rarely chosen from the ranks of the unscarred. That's so true. Are you scarred? Do you have battle wounds? I know I do. And you know what? I'm thankful for them. Does that sound strange? I'm thankful for them. Chapter 5, wisdom keys for crisis in your career. Okay, so these are for those that are having struggles in their career. Are you in the career of choice? Are you where you want to be? Are you looking for a job and can't find one? What is your situation? Here you go, wisdom keys for you. You can predict a person's future by his awareness of his assignment. What is that saying? Do you realize what that's saying? Okay, each person has an assignment. We were created for a purpose. We have to know what that purpose is. We have to know. So the best thing to do is look at where you enjoy, where you succeed, you know, things that you're good at. And normally you'll find that that's part of your assignment. And there's somebody else to do those things that you don't like. There's somebody else that was assigned those. Isn't that good news? Your significance is not in your similarity to another, but rather in your point of difference from another. Your provisions are wherever you have been assigned. Never stay where God has not assigned you. If you're feeling like you don't belong there, then maybe you don't. So don't stay there. What you love is a clue to something you contain. That gift that he gave you. Go where you are celebrated instead of where you are tolerated. Boy, that hit home when I heard that the first time. That hit so home. And what are we to do when we're with people? Are we supposed to just act like we're tolerating them, or are we supposed to be celebrating them and make them feel special? That's part two of this show. Your assignment will require seasons of preparation. Your assignment may require you to walk away from something that is comfortable. Did you hear that? People see what you are before they hear what you are. Your worth to your boss is determined by the problems you solve for him or her. You will only be remembered for two things, the problems you solve or the ones you create. Oh. God will never advance you beyond your last act of disobedience. Someone is always observing you who is capable of greatly blessing you. Your assignment is to solve an existing problem in someone's life. Are you looking for that problem to solve? Are you looking for that person in need? God will never promote you until you become overqualified for your present assignment. That is so good in so many ways. You know, running a business, I'm always looking for the top people, the performers, because why? I want to promote them. The problem is they can't move up because I don't have anybody to take their place. So I have to let each one of these people know that they need to train their replacement. And sometimes people feel threatened about that. They feel threatened, so they don't want to teach. They don't want to give all of their wisdom away, right? Because then they're threatened that, oh my goodness, then what's going to happen with me? If this person can do it, then they're not going to need me anymore. No, that's not the right thinking, is it? You will never outgrow warfare. You simply must learn to fight. This is on warfare. God's purpose in your crisis is not your survival, but your education. Whatever you can tolerate, you cannot change. Nothing is ever as bad as it first appears. All men fall. Great men get back up. And women. Losers focus on war, but champions focus on the spoils of war. Battle is simply meeting opposition on the road to a miracle. Pain is discomfort created by disorder. Warfare always surrounds the birth of a miracle. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we are talking. It's a summary of wisdom for crisis times, and whether you are looking for a job or not happy in your job, going through a divorce, been through a divorce and still have spoils from the divorce. You know, no matter what your issues are, spiritual warfare, whatever they are, low self-esteem, there are things in this first part of this show that can help you. Just these little words, these little sentences of just golden nuggets that is so awesome. And we're almost done with this, and so I'm going to keep going because I want to actually finalize this during the show. So, 83, pain is not your enemy, but merely the proof that one exists. No one has been a loser longer than Satan. I love that one, don't you? He's defeated in Jesus' name, and we have to say that, don't we, out loud. You know, Satan cannot hear our thoughts. He can't hear our thoughts. He can only hear what we speak out of our mouths. So if you're thinking something, it's okay to think it. But, you know, if you've got stinking thinking, you know, you can change that too just by being aware of what thoughts are going through your mind. There are thoughts going through your mind all the time. And we have to think about, you know, hold them captive. We need to look at what we're saying to ourselves because it could be that we're giving ourselves wrong messages. So always be thinking about that. What are you saying? You know, somebody that says, oh, I'm so stupid, or that was so stupid. I've even caught myself recently saying that, and I'm like, okay, stop that already. You are far from stupid, so stop saying that. That's just dumb, Sue. It's just downright dumb. That's not good either, right? So we need to capture or saying I'm starving, okay? I'm not starving. You're not starving. There are people that are starving, but that's not us. We are not starving. We might be hungry, but we are far from starving, aren't we? So let's watch what we say, okay? Let's watch the power of our tongue. It's great, you know, and we need to be speaking positive things. You know, I'm around certain people and they wear me out. Do you know what I'm talking about? They just wear me out by their negativity. They're always saying, well, that's not going to work, or well, how are you going to do that? And, you know, it's that type of thing. And I'm like, I find myself when I get away from certain individuals, I'm exhausted. I'm just totally exhausted. And then there's other people I get around. Do you know what I'm talking about? I get around these other people and I'm just energized. I just want to like go, go, go. So, you know, who do you want to be with? Who do you want to be around? I don't know about you, but I want to be around the ones that give me more energy. Not that I need more energy, but people say I have too much. Is that possible? I don't know. So I'm going to keep reading. The only reason men fail is broken focus. Broken focus. Are you distracted? Are you tempted? Are you going the wrong direction? Broken focus. Stay focused. Satan's favorite entry point will always be through those closest to you. Ooh. Okay. So healthy boundaries maybe, right? That line in the sand. When fatigue walks in, faith walks out. Get plenty of sleep. Drink plenty of water. Simple, right? Not so much. But it is simple, isn't it? But fatigue makes cowards of us all. We can only take so much before it's just we can't endure another thing. So get enough sleep. Get the rest you need. Crisis always occurs on the point of promotion. All great men attract satanic attention. And women. They always say men. Why is that? Satan always attacks those he fears the most. So if you're under attack, understand Satan fears you. You will never win a spiritual battle logically. Love that. Right? Yeah, there's no logic in it. It's illogical, because a lot of times we're illogical. If you say what God says, you will get to feel what God feels. So you have to know what he says, right? How do you do that? You have to be in his word, right? You have to know what God says in order to speak it. Never speak words that make Satan think he is winning. 1 hour in the presence of God will reveal any flaw in your most carefully laid plans. Battle is your chance for recognition, both in heaven and hell. I don't know about you, but it would take me a while to digest all of those statements that were just read. It's a summary, right? I always love that, don't you? Are you the kind of person that gets a book and you read the last page before, you know, the last chapter before you read the rest? I mean, I don't know. Some people do that, right? Because they just want to know where it's going, right? But I love summaries. You know, if we could just go through life and have a summary, it would be kind of nice. But wouldn't we miss some most amazing things? You know, it's the journey. And sometimes as I was younger, I forgot that. Repeatedly, I would forget it's the journey. I just wanted to get there, darn it. I just want to get there. But the thing is the journey is the best part. It's not when you arrive there, it's getting there. So understand that we are in a journey together, and I'm hoping that these Wisdom of Crisis Times Master Keys for Success are going to help you. So right after the break, we're going to talk about relationships. Can anybody relate to that? I think so. Be right back. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic, 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today.
And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you have a company or a ministry and you'd like to advertise and sponsor the show, we have some open spots for you, and we will help produce, and we will do all of that for you. It's really not that difficult. So get in contact with me, Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and we'll get you all set up. And if you'd like a copy of my book, and I'll sign it, again, go to SueFreeze.com and let me know that you'd like to purchase a book, and we can do it right there. And the book is wonderful because it's talking about respiratory issues. It's talking about asthma. It's talking about my personal journey of life, of when I found Christ, and just some life stories that can, maybe help you through difficult times. That's the hope and the prayer there. So I'm going to read out of one of my favorite little books. It's called Jesus Calling. If you don't have this book, it's a great book. And it's amazing how every time I flip to the date I'm on, how it just goes right on. And I haven't read this yet, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to just go right in with what we're talking about here. So here we go. You ready? I am with you and for you. You face nothing alone, nothing. When you feel anxious, know that you are focusing on the visible world and leaving me out of the picture. The remedy is simple. Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Verbalize your trust in me, the living one who sees you always. I will get you safely through this day and all your days, but you can find me only in the present. Each day is a precious gift from my Father. How ridiculous to grasp for future gifts when today's is set before you. Receive today's gift gratefully, unwrapping it tenderly and delving into its depths. As you savor this gift, you find me. And here's some scriptures. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's one we can lean on when we're going through trials and tribulations. It's Romans 8:31. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Another one of my favorite books that I reach out to every once in a while is this one, and it's Make Today Count. John C. Maxwell, the secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. You know, that cannot be more true. It's the things we do every day that create success. Whether it's your eating habits, whether it's whatever it is, you know, your workout habits. It's not going and getting really sore for a week and then stopping and thinking, you know, or buying a gym membership and expecting it to work. You know, you've got to do the work. But it's daily. It's your daily, daily devotion. Even reading scripture, it's a daily thing. It's something you walk every day and do. And so couldn't be more true. Daily agenda. So make every day, make today count. So I'm in chapter 9, and we're talking about relationships. And at the beginning of this show, I was talking about how some people say, you know, it doesn't apply. So this show, I am definitely making it. It's going to apply to every single person that tunes in, no matter what. Because you know what? We need to learn how to be better in our relationships. I don't know. Have you arrived? Are you the best you can be in your relationship? If you say yes, I am going to look at you like, really? What would your closest relationship say? Would they say that you've got it all together, that you've got it all together? I don't know about that. So about 3 years ago, I purchased this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's one of the biggest sellers for forever. And I bought this book for every one of my employees, some in Spanish, some in English. You know, I think only three people out of my whole organization actually read the book. My daughter was one of those people, and I saw such a difference in her interaction with people. And it doesn't mean that you're trying to be fake. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that you need to understand the dynamics between people. And here's one for you. Just like I was saying before the break, I was talking about how some people can really zap you of energy and other people just ignite you with more. And who would you rather be around? And it's kind of like that. It's, you know, do you want to be tolerated in your relationship or would you rather be celebrated? I don't know about you, but I would much rather be celebrating than tolerating. You know what I mean? And that's what that book talks about. And it talks about how to go about it. You know, there's ways to go about it. But if you're not aware of it, then you're just not aware. And, you know, that can be a problem. And in business and in personal life, you want to learn how to create the best relationships we can. Don't we? Don't we want to do that? Okay, so he's talking in this book about that he bought. His father encouraged him to read that book, and so he did. And there was advice from a master of relationships. And it says, in order to make friends, one must first be friendly. Oh, wow, that's really hard, isn't it? And he says, I'd embrace that recommendation, but after hearing the words of my psychology professor, I determined to be more intentional. I love that word intentional. That's my word for the year, intentional. And take relationships to a new level in my life. That's when I made this relationship decision. I will initiate and make an investment in relationships with others. Does that sound difficult? It doesn't sound difficult. But in our busy, busy lives, sometimes we get too busy to really pay attention to what's going on right in front of us. Making the decision to initiate and invest in solid relationships daily. You know, I think a lot of people don't take responsibility for the relationships in their lives. They simply let things happen to them rather than being intentional about it. But to have the kind of solid relationships that bring fulfillment, you have to change your mindset when it comes to dealing with others. And here are some of the ways you can do that. Are you ready? Place a high value on people. Whether in the workplace, at the home life, church, place a high value on people. Let's face it, if you don't care about people, you are unlikely to make building good relationships a priority in your life, right? What one-time National Salesman of the Year Les Giblin said is true. You can't make the other fellow feel important in your presence if you secretly feel that he is a nobody. The solution is to place a high value on people. Expect the best from everyone. You know, I have to say that I do that. I expect the best of people. And if they don't come through, I'm questioning if my direction wasn't right, if I didn't communicate properly. I'm always questioning me and my involvement first before I go to that person. Assume people's motives are good unless they prove them to be otherwise. Value them by their best moments and give them your friendship rather than asking for theirs. That will ultimately be their decision. Learn to understand people. Tom Peters and Nancy Austin, authors of A Passion for Excellence, state that the number one managerial productivity problem in America is, quite simply, managers who are out of touch with their people and out of touch with their customers. I think one possible explanation is that some managers don't value people. But that isn't always true. Many people care about others, but they still remain out of touch. In those cases, I think the problem is that they don't understand people. If you desire to improve your understanding of people so that you can build positive relationships, then keep in mind the following truths about people and actions you can take to bridge the gap often caused by them. Are you ready? People are insecure. Give them confidence. Do you agree with that? On the whole, people are insecure. So help them. Have confidence. People want to feel special. Everyone wants. Don't you love it when you feel special, when somebody, you walk in a room and someone says, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long. You just feel special, don't you? Sincerely compliment them. Sincerely is key. Sincerely compliment them. Find something. Find something about them. People desire a better tomorrow. Show them hope. Do you do that? Or are you doom and gloom? People need to be understood. So in order to understand them, you need to what? You need to listen to them. You need to listen to them. And sometimes time is hard to find that time to listen, isn't it? And sometimes people talk really slow. And they have to give you the who said, she said, what said. And you might be the kind of person like me that says, Reader's Digest, please. But not always can we do that. So that is a real battle for me. But I work hard at it. People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. Do you agree with that? People are genuinely selfish. So speak to their needs first. Listen and think about what it is they want. It's good for sales, but it's good just for life. What is it? You know, win-win, right? Look for the win-win. I'm always a win-win person. I like to look for the win-win. But you have to understand what their win is. In order to help them get there, you got to know what it is, don't you? So you have to listen. People get emotionally low. Encourage them. Are you an encourager? They get emotionally low. Okay, now if people are more emotionally low, like more of the time than they are high, sometimes that's wearing, isn't it? And sometimes they might need to seek professional help. People want to be associated with success. Help them win. Help them win. And if you get enough people, if you help enough people win, believe me, you will win. You will win. When you understand people don't take their shortcomings personally and help them to succeed, you lay the groundwork for good relationships. Here's the next one. Give respect freely, but expect to earn it from others. I respect everybody and I give people respect until they've lost it, right? You know, it's just like trust. I'll give people trust until they lose it. He tells a story about a man who arrived at an airport, well-dressed businessman, yelling at a porter about the way he was handling his luggage. And the more irate the businessman became, the calmer and the more professional the porter appeared. When the abusive man left, the first man complimented the porter on his restraint. Oh, it was nothing, said the porter. You know that man's going to Miami, but his bags? They're going somewhere else. They're going to Kalamazoo. People who disrespect others always hurt themselves relationally, and they often reap other negative consequences. I believe every human being deserves to be treated with respect because everyone has value. I also have observed that giving people respect first is one of the most effective ways of interacting with others. However, that doesn't mean you can demand respect in return. You must earn it. If you respect yourself, respect others, and exhibit competence, others will almost always give you respect. If everyone treated others with respect, the world would be a much better place. Isn't that true? That is so true. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and I'm so thankful you're listening in today. And I'm hoping this is helpful for you. Commit yourself to adding value to others. Carve your name on hearts and not on marble. The best way to do that is to add value to others. Do that by... How do you add value to others? Do you know? This is how. Looking for ability in others. Helping others discover their ability. Helping others develop their ability. You know, owning a company is perfect for this type of thing. And in ministry, if you're heading up some ministry, it's a perfect time and a place. It takes some devotion. It takes some time to figure this out. But, you know, as you listen and you observe, you can ask the right questions and get the answers, and then you can help them get where they need to go. And it's really amazing to see a blossom, the blossoming of, you know, somebody that might be all closed up and then to see them just flower. It is so rewarding. It's so amazing. Some people approach every interaction with others as a transaction. They're willing to add value, but only if they expect to receive value in return. Do you know anybody like that? They have an agenda, don't they? They have an agenda. You can feel it. You can taste it. You just know they have an agenda. It's not real. It's not true. It's not genuine, is it? If you want to make relationships a priority, you must check your motives to be sure you are not trying to manipulate others for your own gain. To make sure your motives are right, take this advice. You have to ask yourself this question: do I have ulterior motives for wanting to relate to this person? Is my caring conditional? Am I trying to escape something? Am I planning to change the person? Do I need this person to help me make up for a deficiency in myself? If your answer to any of these questions is yes, leave the person alone. He or she is better off without you. If you were interviewing for that special significant other, these would be questions you might want to ask yourself, because, you know, you have to be whole in the relationship. You have to be complete. Could you be more or want to be more because of this other person? Yes, and that's healthy. But you don't want this person to be, you know, adding something or, you know, being something that you can't. It just doesn't work. Managing the discipline of relationship building. I think a lot of time we take relationships for granted. Because of that, we don't always give them the attention they deserve or require. But good relationships require a lot of effort. To keep me on track in my relationships so that I'm investing in them as I must to make them successful, I practice this discipline. Every day I make the conscious effort to deposit goodwill into my relationships with others. That means I give more than I expect to receive, love others unconditionally, look for ways to add value to others, and bring joy to the relationships I hold dear. Every evening I evaluate this area of my life by asking myself, have I been thoughtful toward people today? Would they express joy that they have spent time with me? If the answer is yes, then I've done my part. If you want to improve your relationships through your everyday actions, then do the following. Put others first. You know, side note, I was teaching a Bible study. It was a marriage Bible study quite a while ago. And, you know, it was all couples, and we were in this marriage Bible study, and at the time, my husband was a fireman, and he couldn't be there that night, so I had to take over. And in doing so, you know, we were talking about love and what does love look like. And when I asked myself, you know, I was preparing for the Bible study, I was going, what does love look like? What does it look like? And I came up with, and I'm sure I'm not the originator of this. God is, but it's you know, when you put the other person before yourself. When you put the other person before yourself, that's unconditional, that's true love, right? Because you're not thinking about self, you're thinking about the other person, and you're putting that person's needs and wants before your own. So that's what he's saying here, is you put others first. Because, you know, God is telling us to be a servant, isn't he? And in order to serve, you've got to put what? You've got to put your needs and wants aside, because you're there for the other person, right? You're taking care, what are your needs? How can I serve you? Oh, those are the best words for me these days. You know, how can I help you, Sue? How can I serve you, Sue? I mean, is there something about that that just touches very deep? Because not always can we direct. Not always can we think about all the little things that need to get done. So when somebody just says, how can I help you? Man, that's a wonderful feeling. And it just touches your heart in a very deep, really wonderful way. The best way to start off on the right foot is to put others first. The most basic way to do that is to practice the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you take the mindset into all your interactions with others, you can't go wrong. But there are also other ways to show people they matter and that you are interested in their well-being. Walk slowly through the crowd. Remember people's names. Smile at everyone and be quick to offer help. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That is a true statement. I have that in marker up on my wall at work because it's so true. And how much you care about them, I added about them. You know, it's not just how much you care, because we care about the environment, we care about a lot of things, but care about them, our customer, our employees, each other. Don't carry emotional baggage. Well, that's not always easy, is it? Sometimes we carry it, we don't even know we're carrying it. Few things weigh as much as old hurts and offenses carried day after day in a person's life. If you want to enjoy your time with other people, you've got to get rid of that kind of stuff. You can't keep score of old wrongs and expect to make relationships right. If someone has hurt you and you need to address it and get it out onto the table, then do it right away. Resolve it and get beyond it. If it's not worth bringing up, forget about it, and move on. Love it. Don't you love it? Give time to your most valuable relationships. You got to first figure out which ones those are. Usually it's your family, but, you know, you pick. Who are your most valuable relationships? Most people give away their relational energy on the first come, first serve basis. Whoever gets their attention first gobbles up their time and relational energy. That's why the squeaky wheels instead of the high producers at work consume so much attention, and why so many people have nothing left to give when they get home from work. Since you've already read the chapter on family, you should know that I believe your family provides the most valuable relationships in your life. They should come first as you plan to spend your time. After that should come your next most important relationships. It's a matter of practicing good priorities. Are you practicing good priorities? And you know what? Our family should not get the crumbs. They should not get the crumbs. And I know we work hard and we've got all of these priorities and all of these commitments, but our family should not get the crumbs. So dinner should be spent together. I'm just telling you, husbands, wives, make time to sit around the dinner table with your family. It is the most important time you could spend with your family, and let them give you their highs and their lows of the day. And you will find out so much, even teenagers that you ask questions and all they give you is a yes and a no, and you can't get anything else out of them. I remember those days. But you have to ask open-ended questions, not yes and no questions, and then you'll get better results, right? But when you sit them around the table and they're going to eat, it's hard to do with all the busy schedules. But I suggest highly, if you can make it happen, even if you just do, let's say, 2 nights a week, you can make it happen. It's better than none. And that's something we do on a regular weekly basis. The kids will start looking forward to it. So I'm going to stop there, and we will continue at a later date on this. But make every day count. Make every minute count. Be intentional. That's my word of the year. Be intentional in anything you say, anything you do. Make it count. Be intentional. Can you do that? I hope so. And I'm going to leave you with this. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? I just love that. So until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you, and contact me, would you? Get in connection with me. I would love that. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.